This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, are you ready? Let's go! This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I am your humble servant, Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. And if you put a radio on the end of that, that's my email address, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I must have read, responded, and returned maybe 500 emails in the last 24 hours, at least. That's probably on the short end. It has been, without question, a chaotic 48-plus hours if you factor in the Georgia elections, which did not go the way of the Republican Party. But certainly yesterday, that scene at the Capitol was wild, man. Wild. And the aftermath, looking at some of the video, some of the pictures today, it got even worse. It was actually worse today than what I thought it was yesterday. As I was watching it, I said to myself, okay, well, I'm looking at the pictures that were fed to me through the major news networks. And I was saying, okay, you've got a lot of patriots standing on the steps of the Capitol, waving their flags, angry as hell, feeling robbed. I understood that. What I didn't understand was the people who broke the windows, broke in, ransacked, and trashed the place. That is not acceptable. You don't do that. The Capitol is my house. I pay for that house. My tax dollars go to that house. That building is, in essence, the light of freedom that guides us all, or should guide us all. It's almost holy. So, that was disappointing. But let's take a closer look at what we saw on Wednesday. So, the president gave his speech to, what, a quarter of a million people or so? Trump supporters? Most of them? But if you take a closer look, they weren't all Trump supporters. Those who breached those walls, those gates at the Capitol, I don't care what anybody tells me, I guarantee you, when they do due diligence and investigate this stuff, 90% of them are imposters. 90% are either Antifa thugs, white nationalists, KKK, absolutely nobody that any law-abiding conservative supporter of either this administration or just the Republican Party would ever want to associate with. And they are the ones that breach those walls. Those are the ones that you should point to as the agitators, and I hope they round them all up, and I hope they throw them all in jail. And those of you who are real deal Trump supporters who also got into the Capitol and took your selfie photos or did whatever it is that you did, you were breaking the law too, and you got to go. We cannot be hypocrites. The left is lined with hypocrites. The one thing the right cannot be is hypocritical, guys. We cannot be hypocritical. When we call out groups of people for rioting, looting, vandalizing, violently damaging not only property but attacking other people, when we call those folks out, and we have been calling those folks out for the better part of 2 years, then when it happens, and it happens on our watch, and it happens with our people, then they have to be called out as well. What happened yesterday was not acceptable. It just wasn't. So even though I think a minority of the people who broke the law and ransacked and trashed the Capitol were actually Trump supporters, they still need to be held accountable. Now, let's talk about, again, the hypocrites on the left. Let's focus in for a couple minutes on the hypocrites, though, on the left. These holier-than-thou individuals who want to point the finger at the quote-unquote Trump supporter. All the headlines, by the way, across the country in every single news publication. Trump supporters do this. Trump supporters do that. And, you know, photos of people with the Confederate flag or photos of folks trashing police vehicles or what have you came out in every single news outlet across the country. They could not wait to print that stuff. But, again, I contest that most of those people, they weren't Trump supporters. They were plants. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. But it still doesn't make what happened okay. What happened was a travesty, disgrace. But these liberal hacks who were silent, did not say a word day after day, week after week, when Minneapolis was burning to the ground, when Kenosha was on fire. None of them said anything. Biden was silent. Harris, silent. Schumer, silent. Nobody said anything. They just sat on their hands and did nothing. Yet immediately, as soon as there's some connection to this president, they come out like rats. They come out like rats taking a bite at somebody's ankle. It is just remarkable how pathetic and predictable you all are. So, essentially, it's over. Anybody was holding on to any hope, who thought for any reason, any magic was going to happen in the 11th hour and save Trump's presidency, now at least you can finally take a deep breath, a sigh of relief, and say, it's over. Now I've got to deal with at least 4 years of a Biden/Harris/Biden administration. And just buckle up and get ready for it. Because it's here. And I'm already tired, like exhausted tired of hearing Joe Biden tell me we've got to come together. I'm not trying to spread division here. I feel as though I'm a patriot. I know most of the people who are listening to me right now are patriots. I know a lot of the folks who are listening to me right now want to fight. They want this to be the beginning, right? Okay, so let's have it be the beginning. We saw and we've watched and we've paid attention to what has happened here. We know what the media has done over the last 4 years, right? How they have manipulated just about every single story. Made, no matter what Donald Trump did, made him out to be an ogre. Okay. I wasn't a fan of Donald Trump when this all began, right? I found myself by the time he was 2 years in defending him almost every day because, well, nobody else would. And he was doing some good. But the media, with a sledgehammer, kept smashing him over the head, kept smashing all of you over the head, one after another. And you begin to get frustrated, and I don't blame you. And you're angry, you're ticked off, you're mad as hell, and again, I don't blame you for that as well. Right? I get it. You want to fight. You want to fight. So I say, take a step back. Take a breath. Last night was a warning shot, I think. Let's call it a warning shot. Let's say the people who were in Washington, not the people who ransacked the Capitol, the people who were down there in Washington with their flags, their Trump flags, or their USA flags flying proudly. You guys are patriots. You showed up in numbers. You showed these Washington aristocrats, that you mean business. And I think it's important that we pay very close attention to what happens now. We pay very close attention to the mechanism in which they govern. We pay very close attention to how quickly they try to cast aside 240 years of business and try to change that up, because that's important. Whether they try to get rid of the filibuster, whether they try to pack and stack the Supreme Court, whether they try to add Puerto Rico as a state. So that's what we got to pay attention to and watch closely. A couple other pieces of business, too, at least two explosive devices were found. That's not a normal Trump supporter move. Nobody's bringing bombs down there. That's an Antifa move, right? Take that along with them spraying the chemical irritants all over the police and having the shields and the gas masks and all of that. That's not a middle-aged Trump supporter who's doing any of that. All right. One final thing before I got to take this first break. By the way, the NBA, the Celtics and the Heat, they called out the police department and criticized the Capitol Police for not responding in time. Now listen, the Capitol police were undermanned and brutally managed. There's no way that they should have had that number of cops down there in Washington to try to protect against a quarter of a million people. That was just bad planning and a bad job, and who's ever in charge of the Capitol Police probably should lose their job. But for God's sake, when the NBA, people in the NBA, really? The folks who have stuck their nose up and poo-pooed the cops, they're going to criticize the police officers because they didn't respond in time? Are you kidding me? Give me a break. How disingenuous is that? Oh, and one other thing. How can a young woman, relatively young, 14 years in the Air Force, how can a young, unarmed woman be shot and killed in the Capitol? And nobody seems, at least 24 hours later, nobody seems to know anything about it. How is that possible? That story seems very odd to me, very shaky. And I hope we get info on that very, very soon, because it just doesn't seem like that piece of the puzzle fits this puzzle, right? I know we had a 4 people total die yesterday, as of this morning. I don't know if any more died as a result of injuries here in the last few hours, but the thought of an unarmed military woman being shot and killed by police, that's the report that we got yesterday, seems very, very odd to me. Very odd. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Love to hear from all of you, and I try to get back as soon as I can, although today we have been overloaded with a lot of different emails, a lot of different points of view on all of the things that we are talking about. I do got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com, x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Bunch of guests coming your way today. Heading out to our friends over at the Heritage Foundation and Tommy Binion right down there in Washington. Yesterday, obviously, was chaotic. And pretty much almost all of it has been covered, but just quickly, give me your thoughts on some of the things you saw yesterday.
Yeah, these things are emotionally charged, and they're adversarial, and, you know, people are invested in them, and they are there to make their voice heard. But, I am hopeful, because I think it's obvious to everybody that your point is diminished when it devolves into violence.
Right.
If there are clashes, then all people hear about is the clash, not what you were there to say.
All right, let me ask you this. This may be a pedestrian question that doesn't have a lot of weight, but I want to throw it out there anyway. It took maybe 2 weeks for them to count, even longer than that, for them to count the votes in Georgia during the presidential election. Yet in a miraculous time of less than 6-8 hours, they've come to the conclusion that they've got all their votes cast this go around. Any thoughts on that?
I do think that is interesting. The votes were counted very efficiently last night, by the way. It's pretty close to the same number of votes, 4.4 million last night, 4.8 million in the presidential contest. They counted the absentee ballots first last night. And so if you remember on the presidential election night, what did they call it? They called it the Red Mirage because throughout the country they were counting, in-person votes first. Last night they were, you could see on the returns coming in on television, they were counting the absentee ballots first and then the in-person votes. And so, yeah, you're right. We've got all of the votes in. But that's our tradition in this country. We are used to getting our election results on election night because it isn't that hard to count the votes. So whatever happened in November was abnormal.
Well, I wanted to make sure people understood that, and I pointed that out a couple times today, that it seemed odd to me that it took so long to do the presidential election, yet this one was done in record time. All right, so I know this is a very broad question. There are people talking about the sky falling now that the Senate is lost. Give me a rational look at what we can expect.
Let me just tell you what I'm most worried about. If the Democratic majority in the Senate can get their act together and get action going, the very first thing they're going to want to do is eliminate the filibuster. So they're going to want to change and break the Senate rules so that they can pass things with 51 votes instead of with 60, as has been our tradition for over a century. We cannot let that happen. If that happens, they're going to go after the court. They're going to go after D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood. They're going to go after the Green New Deal. And so the thing I woke up this morning concerned about was the legislative filibuster. It's not gone. It's just threatened.
Right.
We have to protect it. So, you know, the sky is not falling. We've got work to do to make sure it doesn't fall. And so, you know, people have to decide to care about this. I got to be honest, Senate process doesn't register high on the list of issues that people care about.
Right.
And so there's an education campaign that needs to take place. You know, tell your friends and neighbors what happens if they change the way the Senate is structured forever. How much damage can be done overnight just in that simple rules change? Because, you know, it doesn't sound like a big deal. A filibuster, it sounds esoteric and procedural and, like, who really cares if they change the rules? But it changes everything. And so the very first step is an education campaign. Tell people what is at stake with the Senate filibuster. That's the most important thing.
When you peel away all the levels to this, who do we blame? Who's at fault? Why did the Republicans lose Georgia?
You know, I don't know that there is a singular person to blame. It would be wrong to say it's one person's fault or one group's fault.
Mm.
But that is also not to say that there isn't something very wrong. In order to win, any party has to construct a consensus majority. And the Republicans didn't do it last night. You know, they didn't put together suburban educated voters with rural MAGA style voters. They didn't put enough of those voters together to get 51 votes. You're going to see data today as the results are analyzed that say that turnout amongst the areas where Trump is most favored was lower than it was in 2020. So look, there's two ways to think about that. Maybe the president depressed the vote, but maybe they're more enthusiastic about the president than other candidates. So, this isn't one individual's fault. This is the Republican Party's fault. They have to figure out a way to get to 51%. They have to figure out a combination of voters that gets them there. And they have to have candidates that inspire all of them.
All right, Tommy, I got to jump in. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, looking at the political fallout from losing Georgia. I appreciate, again, the time tonight. I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is condemning the violence yesterday at the U.S. Capitol.
The violence we saw yesterday at our nation's capital was appalling, reprehensible, and antithetical to the American way.
In the first briefing from the White House on the matter, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the protesters who stormed the Capitol are opposite of what they stand for. She also urged for unity. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is not supporting an effort to remove President Trump from office.
As to the 25th Amendment being invoked, I do not believe that's appropriate at this point. I'm looking for a peaceful transfer of power. I'm looking for the next 14 days to reset.
Senator Graham making that claim as many Democrats are calling for Vice President Pence to invoke the amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, X3 Exercise Bar, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, Mr. Exercise. But it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. I've been using it now for about 4 months. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product. And again, in the age of COVID, right, you don't want to go to a gym. You don't want to be around other people. But there's no room in your house for big, giant weight equipment, right? Well, 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. Not just more effective, but studies prove three times more effective. That's why it's called X3. Hence the name X3. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. I said on the show the other day, my arms are like Popeye. It's unbelievable. I'm 59 years old, and my arms are like steel. Feel them at the event. I said that as a joke. But a guy comes up to me, and I had 10,000 people at my event today in Vegas this morning. The Stop the Steal Trump car parade, 10,000 people, guy comes up to me and starts feeling my arm. He's like, all right, let's see what the X3 did for you. Very funny. And he said, see, I wanted to prove to you, I listen to your show every day, 3 hours a day. You said your arms are like Popeye. You're right. They are. They really were like steel. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com, promo code WAR, and save $75, WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. x3bar.com, promo code WAR.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am overloaded with information. It is just fast and furious and constant and nonstop and overwhelming. So I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. I'm angry, furious, as a matter of fact, at this constant distortion, this willful ignorance consumed and patronized by Americans. What the hell am I talking about, you ask? Well, most Americans are sheep, right? Not a lot of lions, a lot of sheep. Hate to say that. I say that with love. But you're led around by the media. And, you know, I talked on the radio last week about compromise. I used the word compromise a couple of different times. And I caught a lot of heat on social media, a lot of heat from my listeners and a lot of heat from the anti-Lee listeners out there, the trollers, who gave me a hard time about the word compromise. And I thought to myself, you know what? You all are right. The word compromise gives the illusion that shared sacrifice somehow is negotiable and even conceivable. It's not. This is a new age of political theater. Compromise invokes a perception of weakness and a wavering of one's cultural and political ideology. And I don't want to give you that illusion. I'm not wavering at all. There can be no compromise. There's only a combative array of untamed hostilities poisoning both the left and the right, mostly the left. But we're both poisoned. Now, normally, my show, my radio show, my morning show is different than a lot of others. I welcome callers from the left. I get them. Because I want to hear a contrast in opinions on issues that separate liberals and conservatives. I don't mind listening to what you have to say. Most of the time you're wrong, but I'll give you the forum to talk about it. And for my conservative friends, I want this to be a voice for the seemingly unheard. Most media outlets won't give you the time of day. You can't get a fair shake on a television show or in a newspaper column or a story. It's all going to be slanted. There's no question about that. So I'd like this to be a place where folks can land. But the problem is, this idea of a congenial divergence is impossible, right? We can't have a regular conversation on the air about any of this stuff because, well, I get too mad. And if you're progressive and you call in, most of the time you're wrong, dead wrong, way off. So my anger grows. You're wrong. You're frustrated. You take to social media. You say nasty things about me, keyboard warriors, all of you. And I get agitated by that. And that division has essentially ripped this country apart. And it can't be mended necessarily. I can't make you feel better. Not here on the radio. Not when you're so misinformed, ill-informed, out of the loop, have zero common sense. How are we supposed to come together when you just don't get it? And this endless animosity feeds the wicked beast of intolerance. You despise me, so I in turn despise you. I don't know if I can shake that. You know, humans have one brain, and that brain has been developing over thousands of years. It's become much more complex than it was in the beginning, right? Every century that passes, we become more evolved. And there is a section called the frontal cortex that's responsible for problem solving, memory, language, judgment, impulse control, reasoning. And then there's another region that's responsible for survival, drive, instinct. And when you overload one region, the other one shuts down. If your primal brain is engaged, your rationality, clear thought, insight, wisdom, sanity evaporates like into thin air. And most anti-Trumpers or most anti-common sensers, they live in this world. They exist in this primal mode of fight versus flight, essentially in a perpetual state of frenzied hysteria. And if you're afflicted with TDS, then you're probably oblivious that you're doing this. You have no idea that you're asymptomatic. You're a lunatic, and you don't even know it. And these are the people that are going to be running the show for the next at least 4 years. Completely running the show, by the way. Completely running the show. So I like to be somebody who, again, is a free thinker and somebody who normally would say, okay, well, if you've got a great idea, let's hear it. But maybe we're past that. Maybe that's now become impossible. Maybe there is no middle ground. Rather than push for a nationwide change and maybe even champion the obliteration of partisan politics, maybe the best answer is the simplest answer. Embrace this hatred and let it consume you. Think of it like a Vietnam napalm strike. Scorched earth. Setting all of common sense ablaze, vaporizing anyone who might be in the middle. Because you have been marginalized, you no longer matter. It's only the extreme right and the extreme left. So let's just square off. The extreme left versus the extreme right, your version of the country versus mine. A conservative republic or a progressive utopia. I can only imagine the nightmare scene of existing in a liberal paradise. Think about this. Mandatory wokeness all the time combined with a politically correct cancel culture void of any individual rights or personal responsibility. It's an Arcadia where pronouns are demonized and the scorecard of the virtuous can only be measured in wealth or lack thereof. The poorer you are, the more virtuous you are. It has to be that way. It's an enlightened Shangri-La, where race is always the most critical element, and law enforcement is portrayed as brutal and barbaric. That is a liberal utopia. Oh, and by the way, this civilized fairyland is filled with hypocrisy, justifying abortion and condemning the death penalty. That is what it's like living in a liberal paradise. That's why maybe, just maybe, I've come to the conclusion that compromise is impossible. Can't be done. Liberal cities are in shambles right now. You understand that, right? San Francisco is a cesspool. Washington, D.C., cesspool. Look what's happened to Seattle, Portland. New York is a flat-out joke. Chicago is the murder capital of the planet, along with Oakland and Detroit. They're all havens for violence, crime, and chaos. The ideals of the left don't work, never have. So, I guess I should take back my idea of compromise. It's not possible. And if that's the case, how do we handle it moving forward? How do you handle it politically? If you're somebody who wants to be a politician, do you try to go for the middle? Is that somewhere you want to be? Or maybe it's now better to be extreme right or extreme left, wacky right, wacky left, and not try to govern in the middle. Govern one way and one way only. We're going to see when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and that crew begin to go after your way of life. All right, listen, before I run out of time and got to take a break, I wanted to play Donald Trump's tweet message from yesterday. They were all over him for the majority of the afternoon. Hey, you got to tweet this, you got to say this, you got to call off this, you got to do this. Well, finally he did. And if you haven't heard it, I'd like to play. It's about a minute long, but this is President Trump, a video tweet to call off the folks who are attacking the Capitol.
You pain, I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
All right. I wanted to play that because he sounds so not like Trump. Not that he doesn't want people to stop the violence, nor was I don't believe he was promoting violence either. I just think Trump is Trump, and he does things sometimes without really thinking about it, but he's got to be responsible for that. But he just sounds so defeated in that, and it's not a good look for him or the country. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroo sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. That is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hard to get everything in. There's so much going on. Try to kind of stuff it all in and get everything in every second of this show. Sponsor this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune system's under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, more COVID, oh my gosh, and of course this past presidential election. If that doesn't stress you out, if that doesn't take a toll on your mental, emotional, and physical health, I don't know what will. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. So since taking these products, my energy level has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, I'm feeling better than I have in years, and of course the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off already, unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341, that's 888-910-0341, call now, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive that same 20% off, freedomhealthalliance.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and I have to say here in the last hour of the show, during the breaks, I got a chance to see the video of that young woman who was shot, and it is not pretty to watch somebody die. I know these are banned normally, but the actual video was sent to me, and it shows her climbing. Well, she's climbing what looks like into a room. I don't know what room that she's trying to climb into, but there's a group of people in this one room, and there's a smashed window on a door, and she's trying to climb in, and then you hear a loud gunshot, and everybody sort of covers their ears and kind of ducks, and she's up high trying to climb in to the next room, and she falls on the tile floor, and everyone gets around her trying to save her, and she dies. She dies a couple hours later in the hospital. So it was not pretty to watch somebody die in front of you, and or at least begin to die in front of you. And I asked the question early on, what happened? What was going on? Now, maybe that makes it a little bit clearer. She was trying to get into a room that quite possibly they're just not allowed into. It was barricaded. It was blocked off. So I'm assuming that was where the senators and the congresspeople were. That's going to be my guess. That's what we're probably going to find out. So what a tragic death for someone who has served this country 14 years in the Air Force. And I think you're going to find out by the time this is all said and done that the Capitol Police did what they were supposed to do, which is protect the senators and congressmen. That's my guess, is that they were in that next room. And their orders were to shoot whoever tries to come through that window. And she happened to be first trying to come through that window. And she got shot and killed. This is what happens. This is what happens when you wish for revolution, or you look for revolution, or you look for a violent resolution. It doesn't always turn out rosy like in the movies. No, it doesn't. I watched another video during this last break as well. This one was very quick, only 20 seconds long, but it was sent to me through Parler, somebody on Parler listening to me out there. I appreciate that. And it was a Trump supporter knocking over a member of Antifa who was trying to smash one of the windows to get inside the Capitol. You saw this Antifa thug smashing on this window with what looked like one of those hammers that you would use or keep in your car to smash the window in case you go into the water. And they were smashing a window or trying to smash a window with that. And then out of nowhere, he was undercut by a Trump supporter as a bunch of people were screaming or actually yelling that this is Antifa, this is not us, this is Antifa, this is not us. So kudos. And not enough is being said about the True Blue Trump supporters who were there to protest what they think and quite possibly what is a fraudulent election. They were there to protest that. And even in doing that, they helped to stop somebody from gaining access to the Capitol. So there were good people that showed up. Actually, there were a lot of good people that showed up. And that's sort of another part that's bothering me in all of this, right? You've got a lot of great people who showed up. They took their time. They went down to Washington. Maybe they gave up a couple of days' work. Maybe, you know, it cost them their life savings to go down there and support the president and support this idea that the election was stolen, fraudulent, ripped off, rigged, however you want to quantify it. But there's a lot of folks down there who are just hardworking Americans who are tired of feeling as though they don't count. Their citizenship is less important than somebody else's. Think about that. Because I think a lot of people feel that way. I believe a lot of folks who are listening to me right now, the reason why you voted for Donald Trump is you voted for Trump because he gave you a voice when nobody else did. He was your voice. You spoke through him. And you had a great connection with him. And that's why a quarter of a million Americans made their way down to Washington to support this. And probably 30, 40 million Americans think that this election was grabbed again fraudulently. I believe that too. I really do. I think people are frustrated. And now, I don't know where we're going to go next. I don't. I mean, I don't trust Biden. I certainly don't trust his administration. I don't trust who he surrounded himself with. I put no stock in any of that. I feel as though we're not going to be represented. The next couple of years are going to be brutal. All right, listen, I got to run. I'm out of time. Thank you very, very much. As always, thank you for listening. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.